to get up.
All right, it's 5:33. This is Sunny 101.5, the Jack and Tracy Show.
Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, what's going on today? Well, we're going to find out real soon, aren't we?
We are. I'm like, are you asking me what's going on today?
Yeah, I just
don't know. Haven't figured that out yet.
Well, we're gonna figure it out. Weather-wise, I know what's going to happen. Well, at least this is what I'm told by Carrie Pujol. Cloudy, 70% chance of showers, and the high 60. It's 53 right now, and here we go. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good, brought to us by the South Bend School Corporation. And here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, South Bend Schools has a lot of talented students and athletes, and today we want to introduce you to one of their brightest stars who was recently chosen for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Join us in welcoming Kayla Wright, a junior flag football player and student athlete from Riley High School this morning, and Riley's athletic director, CB Gavin. Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you guys this morning?
We are great.
We are doing great. We really appreciate you having us on today.
Well, this is such an awesome story. Kayla was recently chosen for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You, Kayla, are representing South Bend Schools at the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit. Tell us a little bit about that. What will you be doing?
I will be handing off the jersey to the commissioner.
Oh my gosh, that is so big. Can you tell us about the moment you found out you were selected? I mean, what went through your mind?
I just was very excited just to go out of town, you know, represent Riley flag football team.
Did you ever think you would be chosen?
No, ma'am.
CB, walk us through the selection process. What qualities do you think stood out to the Colts organization?
The Colts organization is very big female initiative, and one of the initiatives is through the fellowship of Mrs. Erdsay, and so they talked to me about they wanted to have a flag football individual, a female flag football individual, be part of the NFL draft. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, what do they want this individual to do? To be a runner or something? So, mm-hmm. You know, all kind of things are going through my head.
Of course.
But nothing to the extreme of what has transpired. So Andy said, can you give us someone who has really dedicated themselves, who has really turned their academics around, or just turned around themselves character-wise? And I said, oh, I got the perfect person. And so they said, okay, well, you talk to that individual or talk to the coach and we'll go to the next step. So I contacted both coaches for our flag football team, Yul Thomas and Daniel Six, and I asked them to, hey, what do you think about Kayla being part of this initiative through the Indianapolis Colts? And they said, sure. I said, okay, let's write a bio. Let's do a bio on Kayla and we'll submit it. So they did the bio. I forwarded directly to Andy Natives, the gentleman with the coach. And he called me back within the hour and said, man, this is perfect. I said, okay, I'll let her know that we'll get more information. He said, no, I want to tell you what's going to happen. And so he told me, he said, well, Kayla's going to be part of our inner circle at the NFL draft. She'll be part of the traveling party and all that. And then he said, we're going to have her walk on stage with our jersey to hand off to the commissioner for our first round draft pick. And I said, you're going to do what? And he said, yeah, that's the big plan. And so I said, wow, can I do it? But she's a great kid. But Kayla has really turned her determination around. She's really turned her school approach around.
I just wanted to just be better for myself, just graduate and just not be that bad kid that I used to be. Just turn everything around, make everything right so I can accomplish what I want to accomplish in life.
Incredible. Gosh, Kayla, what are you most looking forward to about this experience of presenting the jersey?
Just having a nice little time, just experiencing a lot, just knowing that I did what I had to do to get where I'm at now.
Ever since she made that initial step to turn things around, Kayla has gotten them all eight. She's now part of the cheer team. Now she's part of flag football. And she's also on our track team. Now at one point, I wouldn't permit her to participate in anything because her attendance was terrible. She wasn't turning in her assignment. So, like I said, one day she walked in the door and said, hey, this is what I want to do with my life. And it's just been a blessing.
Kayla, congratulations. Such an awesome honor and accomplishment. And thank you guys so much for being here. We're going to watch for you, Kayla, in the 2024 NFL Draft on ESPN.
Thank you.
And isn't that the coolest story? She wants to be a police detective.
Yeah.
They mentioned, and just how. So the NFL draft begins Thursday night at 8. You can watch it and watch for Kayla on ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network. The Indianapolis Colts get the 15th round draft pick.
As she gets older, she's going to realize how important that making that decision.
Exactly.
Life is going to be so much more satisfying. And more fun than if she would have kept on the road she was going on. I mean, it's
no doubt about that. And this is just the first step, right?
Yep,
here.
It is, definitely.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:55, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Halle Bailey is opening up about her battle with postpartum depression. She gave birth to her son, Halo, a few months ago, and the Little Mermaid star revealed that she is suffering from a very severe case of postpartum, saying it's really hard for her to be away from her baby for more than 30 minutes before she starts freaking out. She says she feels like she's swimming in an ocean with huge waves, and she's trying not to drown. She says Halo's perfect, a miracle, but she's just struggling with a lot of things, including her post-baby body, saying she feels like she looks in the mirror and doesn't know who she is. Well, the National Institutes of Health says as many as 1 in 7 women experience this. And by sharing her experience with her fans, Bailey's hoping to normalize the conversation and just end the shame that often surrounds mental health conversations. If you or anybody you know is suffering from postpartum, you can call or text the crisis line at 988. Well, a notable celebrity couple is into taking ice baths. I know, get this. So after their shows, Derek Hough and his wife, Haley Herbert, always take a therapeutic ice bath. And they were posting about it. They're on Hough's Symphony of Dance tour, and they say they do this after every single show. They hop into an ice bath to just help in their recovery. Get this, you guys. So a lot of people are starting to do this, but often maybe they just make it for, I don't know, a few seconds to a few minutes. These two do it for 10 to 15 minutes in ice,
a
40-degree bath. And they challenge their dancers to cold plunge as well. But ice baths are a growing trend among celebrities and athletes. The benefits include easing sore muscles, reducing inflammation and fatigue, lowering anxiety, and improving your sleep. Wow. Well, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are facing some controversy after buying a house that was architecturally significant and demolishing it to build a new home. They bought the Zimmerman house in L.A. last year to be close to Catherine's mother, Maria Shriver, apparently, but they leveled it to build. The celebrities are expressing a lot of disappointment on social media. Well, Tom Cruise stunned partygoers at Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party with his dance moves. It was this star-studded 50th birthday for Victoria in London, and it included a surprise Spice Girls reunion. But apparently, he stole the show. Tom Cruise stole the show with his breakdancing moves. Yeah, they say the Mission Impossible star was just dressed to the nines in a black tux and was wowing guests with splits and dance moves that left everybody absolutely dumbfounded. I don't know why, but I can totally see that.
I can see that, you sure. Know?
I mean, there are some people that would surprise me, not him. No. So, very cool. All righty. Ready to do some birthdays this morning?
Oh, man, really?
All right.
I live for this.
I know you love it. John Cena celebrating a birthday this morning.
Okay. John Cena is a, I don't think he's 50 yet. I bet he's got a, I'll say 49. 47. He's
47.
Okay.
How about Valerie Bertinelli?
Wow. Going to be older. Let's see. I just got to be around 60 anyway. It's hard to say that Valerie Bertinelli is 60, but I'm going to say at 60.
64.
64.
Mm-hmm. And George Lopez.
Okay, famous comedian, George Lopez is, I'm going to give him a 60. How about that?
63.
All right.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
744.
I told Jack I love this life hack.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I never really thought of this, but if you start every phone call with, oh, hey, my battery is almost dead.
Yes.
That way you can hang up on the person at any time.
Right.
And they won't know.
That's pretty good. That is not bad.
Only have a few minutes and you know the person that you're talking to is really long-winded. Boom. Uh-huh. My battery's almost dead.
And if this thing hangs up, I'm sorry. I don't have enough.
Exactly. Love that.
That's great.
I was saying to Jack, the only thing better would be to find one that you could use in person like that. Because, you know, sometimes you have those people that you love, but it's just like you're like, oh, no. You see them and you run into them. And, you know, you're on, forget about it. Time schedule out the window. So if anybody knows of a life hack for that, like just
you can text,
gracefully getting away.
Text somebody and tell them to call you.
Right this here. Is true.
Call me in a minute and a half.
Half. Yeah. Gotta go.
Well, I know, you know, my life hack, and I know your love for potatoes.
It's
quite possibly your favorite food.
There's no doubt about it.
But I hate to tell this to you. You've been mashing them all wrong all these years.
I have been?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know. I just said I was really reluctant to tell you that, but I figured just go for it. And yeah, you have.
Yeah, just rip off the Band-Aid. Okay, yeah, so what am I supposed to be doing?
Well, potatoes should be mashed using warm milk. No, you don't do that.
I don't do that.
Cold milk will make your potato turn gray. So from now on and from this day forward, mash your potatoes using warm milk.
I never really noticed that, but, you know, I don't care what they look like. They're yummy.
You know, I love any food you don't have to chew. You know what I mean? Just yeah, that's a winner.
It takes too long to chew, right, Jack?
Oh, it's a winner, let me tell you.
Gosh.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 756. Time for another edition of Go Figure. Well, a financial advice website is seeking someone who has never seen a single Star Wars movie to watch every film in the Skywalker saga and make $1,000 in the process. How about that?
Ooh.
I've only seen one.
I've only seen one, too.
I've
If you don't even remember the whole thing, does that count? Probably not.
It should.
It should, exactly.
Finance Buzz announced it is celebrating the upcoming Star Wars Day, which is on May the 4th, by the way, by paying someone $1,000 to watch all 9 of the Skywalker saga films. We're looking for someone who's brand new to the franchise, a first-timer to the Force, a true young Jedi, to rate and evaluate the saga from an outsider's perspective. The posting states, we'll use our Wookiee Rookies analysis, Wookiee Rookie analysis for an upcoming story on the franchise. Okay, so the website said the chosen candidate will watch each episode in release order, starting in chronological order by release date. You'll make your way from episode 4, A New Hope, all the way to episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. And if you're wondering why we didn't start with episode 1, you're probably the person for our job. The Star Wars side hustle pays $1,000 plus $100 toward the cost of streaming the films and going to see episode 1, The Phantom Menace, in the theaters for its upcoming 25th anniversary re-release. Applications are being accepted on the website through the end of the day, the 4th. So there you go. That's it. And good luck. I couldn't do it.
You couldn't?
Nah, I couldn't do it.
Why?
I got too many other important things in my life to do.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Like corn dogs and stuff like that.